Russia says it's sending healthcare workers to help Italy. Italy has the highest reported number of deaths caused by the virus. Russia has reported just one death and fewer than 500 cases overall. Some doctors are skeptical of the official numbers coming out of Russia, including Anastasia Vasilyeva, the head of Russia's Alliance of Doctors trade union. She spoke with us from Moscow and says that many cases of COVID-19 are likely being classified as pneumonia.
You see that now in our country, we have real increase of pneumonia cases. Government changed a lot of hospitals into hospitals where only pneumonia cases are treating. In Moscow, now we have about 15 hospitals that are changed to treat pneumonia. And three hospitals where coronavirus is treated. Really, we can associate increase of pneumonia cases with the pandemic of coronavirus all over the world. So our test is not really very good. We have no enough tests. We have not good diagnostics to understand which pneumonia cases is not coronavirus, which is really coronavirus.
So, Dr. Vasilyeva, to be clear, you believe that there are many more cases of COVID-19 than the ones reported, that many of those pneumonia cases may actually be COVID-19 cases. Is that what you're saying?
So, I can only suppose. I can only suppose, because how can we have increase of pneumonia without increase of coronavirus all over the world? So, of course, I think that the quantity of patients with coronavirus is much higher than government says.
You put out a video about this, as well as the conditions that Russian health workers are working under right now. Are the health professionals in Russia and is the Russian health system prepared to take on this virus?
Our country is really very big, and we have no enough roads. And for coronavirus, it's very bad way to spread. This can protect in some way our people from coronavirus, and the speed of coronavirus spread, I think, will be much less than in Europe.
You're saying basically Russia is geographically predisposed to fighting this virus because
yes.
Everything is so spread out.
So we have no roads. How can coronavirus travel between towns and cities and villages without roads, without transport? So in Russia, to move from point A to point B, it sometimes is very difficult.
Of course, that doesn't mean that coronavirus will not spread at all in Russia. There are still flights, there are still trains.
Of course, it will spread, but not in such quick way as in China and Europe. And also, you see that this disease is really dangerous for elder people. But our elder people have no money to travel. They're sitting home. They're sitting in their villages, and they are very poor. This fact can protect our elder people from quick spread of this disease. But our health system is also very poor. So we have no enough hospitals, no enough medical staff. We have no fabrics to provide masks, protection costumes, and so on.
So what measures has Russia taken so far in limiting the spread of the coronavirus?
So you see that now the borders are closed. The schools are closed, the universities are closed, but the metro underground transport is opened. For me, it's a great surprise, and I think that it's the most dangerous source for spreading this infection.
Mm. Dr. Vasilyeva, you're the head of the Alliance of Doctors trade union in Russia. What do you need from the government to help contain this? What do you think Russia should be doing right now?
So, of course, Russia should protect doctors. The government should equip every medical worker with protection, with masks, costumes, and so on. It's very important. Every medical worker who go for a walk and go to the hospital and back home, he's really spreading this infection in the transport, in the metro, in the streets, everywhere. So the medical workers should be well equipped.
And you're saying today Russia is not prepared for that?
Of course. Sometimes there's only one medical worker in reanimation, only one. He or she is working for four people.
Wow.
So it's very difficult to work even now without any pandemic.
Dr. Anastasia Vasilieva, the head of Russia's Alliance of Doctors Trade Union, speaking with us about Russia's response to COVID-19. Anastasia's in Moscow. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.